And welcome into the Wednesday, August 8th edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick along with Johnny O.
Johnny O, John Osier. It's, as we said yesterday, no introductions necessary.
This is your website. Everybody knows you already, Johnny.
Well, they may know that, and it's time to talk training camp.
Let's talk about today's training camp practice. You know, going into the season, the one of the real points on the defensive side was a better pass rush, mm-hmm. getting to the quarterback more sacks, a big number for this defense. You had a chance after practice today to talk to a big key in that defensive line, Jeremy Mencia, a guy we haven't really talked about a lot recently. He signed a new contract. What did he say today?
Well, you know, sometimes when a guy's a veteran, it's easy to sort of look at the other stories in camp and not really focus on, you know, the guy you already know about. Jeremy Mincy is a guy who he signed a big contract in the offseason, and he knows there's a lot of pressure on him, a lot of expectations. There's a lot of people who will always come out and say, hey, I'm going to put more pressure on myself than anybody else can put on me. Jeremy Mincy today, he really seems like he's that guy who is going to motivate himself and keep doing what he's already been doing.
Moving to the offense now, you know, we hear about injuries on the offensive line. Rackley is out. A couple other guys are banged up on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. But it's really only one position, right? It's really that guard position that is really the most banged up. Is this line as injured as we think it is?
No, it's been a story that's been talked about a lot in camp because you've had Brad Meester on sort of an every other day schedule. You had Eugene Monroe last week, who was out for a couple of days with swelling in his knee. But today when you went out there, you had Meester practicing full, you had Eugene practicing full, you had Uche was practicing full. Except for that one guard position, they're actually pretty healthy. This week's game is going to be a big deal in terms of getting them together. But you should have four of the five guys in there.
A note at that position. Now, remember, a defensive lineman has moved over to offensive line. Drew Nowak, an undrafted rookie. Not only is he trying to make a team as a defensive player, but now he has to change everything and start from scratch, basically. And here's what Drew Nowak said today after practice.
On defense, you just get up the field and, you know, you just wreak havoc, but you kind of have to have more technique and also the protections. I never really studied protections. I haven't played offense since high school, so it's a big change. High school is pretty basic, turn right, turn left, so it's a little bit more complicated.
Well, as we said, it's tough enough to make a team out of camp mm-hmm. as an undrafted rookie, but when you change from defense to offense in that camp, it's that much tougher, right?
Yeah, it is, and this was clearly a need move this week. You know, they moved him from defense to offense, but Mike Mularkey said they like a lot about this guy. And it's a long-term move as well. They want to see if this is a guy that they can stick with and have earn a spot somewhere along the line on this team.
We mentioned Fred Taylor was in camp a couple of days ago. He's still here, and he's working with the player personnel department. And Fred spoke to the media after today's practice.
I think I have a knack for talent, you know, being able to identify the good, the bad players, good character guys. So I said, you know what, let's go up there and see exactly what it is, what's on the other side. So I don't know what'll come of it, you know, but I was just a little curious.
Of course, yesterday, Justin Blackmon made his debut in camp, shorts and a helmet. That is still the case today, but he's really spent every waking hour in this facility since he's been back from Oklahoma, hasn't he?
Yeah, and really the approach with Justin has been exactly what you would expect the approach to be. He's been in every waking minute of practice has been spent with some quarterback with him, with some coach with him. They're clearly trying to get this guy up to speed as quickly as possible, which, as you said, that's exactly what you would expect out of the first round draft pick who hasn't been in for the first 2 weeks.
You're going to be a part of Jaguars this week tonight, aren't you?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Myself, Jeff Loggeman, Brian Sexton, the whole gang.
6 o'clock tonight on WOKV on the AM dial and on Jaguars.com. Johnny, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
For Johnny O, I'm J.P. Shadrick. We'll see you tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.